Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving me and giving yourself this time to level set your day. You're an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that love is the only thing that conquers everything. Today, I want to talk about relationships during coronavirus. Originally, my topic was going to be different, but I think it's critical right now while everyone is under quarantine and everyone is going through so much stress to stay positive and to focus on self-care. Trust me when I say I have my moments of fear. But right now, we need to take extra steps for self-care. This includes refilling your cup so you can continue to be a good mother, a good worker, daughter, and sister, and all the multiple layers that we are as women. This means turning off the news if you have to. This means cleaning up your social feed. This also means taking long baths, rubbing yourself with your favorite oil that smells amazing, burning incense, thinking positivity, because that high level of vibration in the entire universe is going to get us all through this. So as I talk about my original topic, which was just relationships, I've decided that in this time of exceptional fear, it is important that we focus on not just self-care, but self-care because of the outcomes of self-care. That is, our relationships will improve, and that if we're vibrating higher, if we're taking care of ourselves, then we can be a good influence with those that we do touch in this limited time of fear. And it's just amazing being isolated in the time of change and the unknown and all the things that I'm sure all of us are feeling out there. I think it's time now for us to hunker down, but I wanted to focus specifically on relationships because it touches my heart so dearly. What blows my mind is how intelligent, smart, and amazing women put up with and compromise themselves by dealing with behavior we know is just flat out wrong. In fact, we allow ourselves to endure it and we rationalize the behavior so much that in some ways we self-blame. So for example, during this coronavirus, we're all stressed out, we're all worried. Some of us may have outbursts just due to the stress, but it's important to fill our own cup so that when we see others sort of spiraling into this negative space, we can help and support them. We can do things that would tell ourselves first that we are human too, and that it's not okay to rationalize negative behavior. I have been recently watching the Ramayana, and Ramayana is about what Hindus believe is God, and his name is Ram. And in that story, he talks quite a bit about the right way to live, and the positive thinking is something he discusses all the time as part of his yogic practice. And one of the amazing stories he told was about, it was really a question about wet wood and dry wood. And somebody had asked him, why is it that they both burn? And he equated the wet wood with the person that's toxic, and that we know who those people are. I think we can probably immediately come up with a face of that toxic person. And then I would equate ourselves, who are usually the people that are listening to me, or empaths or light workers or very sensitive souls. We try to do good, and it's just our disposition, and that would be the dry wood. And he states that they both will burn together regardless. And the reason being is that just being near that wet wood, if you will, doesn't matter. if you're performing the act or you're wet, per se, if you can stay with the analogy, what's more important is the fact that, you know, you don't burn together. And I think that I have often dismissed the impact a negative person has on me, thinking that, well, they won't affect me, but they do. They impact your energy fields, they impact your soul, and it's really not a positive way to live. So the first thing is to be very aware of it and stop it. So the next thing I want to talk about is why. Why do we do it? I think we do it for many reasons. Why do we allow ourselves to be exposed to the wet wood, or if you will, or the negative person, or what some Christians would call sinners, or those people that are dark? And I think it's because we're polite. And being polite is not always self-love. Having no boundaries is not self-love. It's very important that as dry wood, you know, the person that is not soaked in that darkness, or the high vibrating person, just really be aware of their surroundings. And also recognize that self-love, which means setting boundaries and being firm and maybe, quote, not polite, which I think a lot of us women have been told to do, play small, be polite, is not really self-love. Self-love is about setting boundaries, and it's not sinful per se or evil. It is actually powerful. Self-love really and truly means that you love yourself enough to be aware of your own feelings and behaviors. Self-love also means that you love the people around you enough to keep them safe and to keep yourself really safe and to make sure that you are protecting your own energy. Lucille Ball, who is just she's amazing. I mean, at a time where, you know, interracial marriage wasn't accepted, she ended up with a hit TV show that's still playing today. And she said, love yourself first and everything else falls into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. And I want to remind you ladies of that. It also means that you recognize those relationships that are not good and not healthy for you, and you move away from them. It's really important that when people step over your boundaries, or when they hurt you, or when they make excuses, that you understand that that's not love. Love is not hurting people. Love is not saying, oh, I only do it 10% of the time. That's not love. And on top of it, it holds your energy field in a space that you don't need it to be. Dr. Seuss also says this beautifully when he talks about self-love. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who don't mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. When we say abuse happens, we really don't understand sometimes the implications. It can happen slowly. It can become a pattern. And the worst part of abuse is that typically it's done by somebody that we trust and know. That's just statistically accurate. Those folks that claim to love you are usually the ones that can hurt you the deepest, and they're also the ones that will do everything they can to possess you or to control you or to put you in a place where you are in fear. And once you feel those negative feelings, then you know that that situation is not right. And typically during a crisis like this, you'll see those people on the news, you'll see those people on social media, you'll see those people in all of our politicians, unfortunately. And then once the abuse occurs, we don't realize the impact until we look at the outcomes in our life. We start to realize that we are in some ways fixing the behavior by either doing other toxic behavior, which in turn makes us feel worse, and the cycle of self-blame continues. We may find that we're in a friendship or relationship or a coworker or somebody that kind of picks up on that vulnerability and then we ignore the red flags, and then the cycle just continues. And then we start to say things like, and I don't know if many of you have said this to yourself, but I am sure we can identify some of these conversations in our head. It could be, hey, it's my fault. I mean, we literally say it's my fault that they're acting that way, which is ridiculous because we have no control over their behavior. We say things like, I should have known. And that's probably one of the worst ones because, you know, while you're kind of trying to heal, there might be something inside you that that particular person, that toxic person sees. And especially during a time of crisis like this, we have to make sure we're very careful of who we're around because obviously it impacts not just our vibration and our energy, but it impacts our immune system. And then another thing that could really make it worse and continue the pattern is when we say this always happens to me. So please stop all of that. You deserve more. Change the conversation to, I deserve better. I deserve to have boundaries. I don't deserve to be treated this way. I am a good person. I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of being treated as well as I treat others. And I think that's key because peace is earned. We have to remember that. You have to fight for it. That is a good lesson to learn, is that it doesn't often come easily because like a moth to a flame, toxic people, especially during times like the coronavirus or times when you are going through something horrible or you're just healing from that horribleness, that they come like flies and they're attracted to you. And so it's important for you to be aware of those boundaries and to be aware of the conversation in your head and self-correct. And you know how you do that? With good friendships and with good people and with the right videos and the right books and the right friends. I can't explain that enough, but it is important to have the right people around you. And you know they're the right people when your energy field feels good, when you don't have to try so hard, when you can just be yourself, when you can just relax and not be in a constant state of, oh my God, what's going to be the next step? That's not the way to live. In fact, it does hurt your immune system, if anything. So here's the fix for the boss babe, for the strong mom, for the warrior woman. Nowhere am I saying that there's no legitimate need for mental help. I just want to make sure I say that. Please continue to get the therapy or take the medications you need, and don't make yourself feel guilty because you need those things. Sometimes it's just brain chemistry, and I want to be clear that I'm not a doctor, so I do think it's important to do whatever your doctor's prescribing or to continue to see your therapist. But what I'm talking about is in addition to doing all of the other things. The journey to self-discovery is truly a personal one. The main thing is to do what feels right. And if you feel the red flags, listen to them. Do what's important to create your own self-journey. Remember that we are worth being treated with decency all the time, not just some of the time. All of the time, even in this time of crazy coronavirus times, apocalyptic times, sometimes it can feel like you have to self-correct and say, I love myself. I am worthy. I am going to stay strong. We will get through this. There's no doubt about it. I highly recommend this book by Shana Ali. She's a PhD and she wrote the Self-Love Workbook. She discusses several segments of self-love, and I think this book is worth reading before you go into any relationship or even let friendships in your life. I thank a dear friend for giving it to me. In fact, the book talks about how to utilize these segments in your brain and use them in a way that's sort of staged. So the first stage is self-awareness, self-kindness, self-exploration, self-respect. She also talks about self-care. All these are important things. I really do hope that during this time, you remember to vibrate high and remember that we'll all get through this, that the universe is kind, that you're worthy, and that at the end of the day, what matters is that if you take care of yourself and you vibrate high, then you can help take care of others, and then you can be helpful to the universe, especially now when everyone needs it.
I want to thank you again for listening. I'm grateful for your time and I'm grateful for you. I believe in you and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please remember to reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm here to serve at Bold B-I-Z Coach. You can find me on Instagram or you can sign up on my website at kindlepike.com. I'm keeping a list of very amazing women and I'll be sure to email you as new updates come through. Have a wonderful day and I'll talk to you next time.